Hi, dictation for Professor Joseph William, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Mr. Joseph William, date of birth is 11-5-73, date of procedure 2-25-2022. The procedure is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with the fluoroscopic number 2 epidurogram. The medical indication. The patient is suffering from severe pain in the lower back, and despite physical therapy and all other conservative treatment, no relief has been obtained. The patient has ongoing history of pain in the lower back due to L5 S1 disc herniation and L4 L5 disc bulging. He also has multiple cervical disc herniations, and the patient has never had an epidural injection so far. He had a multiple other history. He fell on the right knee, which is hurting him, and he had a surgery at DMC Hospital, as well as the cause of the pain is a motor vehicle accident in 1989 when he was front seat passenger, according to him, and shoulder pain and knee pain, elbow pain, they're all associated with that particular accident. I'm not sure if the back pain is still going on, but the MRI findings are surprisingly positive. The gentleman has a herniated disc midline at L5 S1 along with posterior disc bulge and retrolisthesis of L4 to L5 and retrolisthesis of L2 and 3 along with facet arthrosis and neural foramina involvement, as well as spinal canal stenosis and ventral thecal sac effacement. The other finding of the thoracic and cervical spine are not required right now. The patient is getting his first epidural injections. The goal is to bring early relief, healing, and decrease the pain and decrease the need for pain medication, as well as avoid surgery. The patient also doesn't want surgery. So LESI is the best possible procedure that needs to be done. Thank you. It's done according to the protocol.